You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith. And I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's Northwest Side. And with a special edition of Catholic Schools Today, co-host Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Nick, good morning on this wonderful Monday morning.
Good morning, Greg. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back. And as superintendent of the Archdiocese of Chicago, it's such an honor to have you always on the program to really give a focus, direction, and vision. We are taking plenty of phone calls today at 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. And we have with us in studio for the first 40 minutes is Father Bob Casey, pastor of Our Lady of Tepeyac in Chicago. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Greg.
And I have to share this with all the listeners that I know Father Bob Casey well. When I was assigned to Niles College Seminary of Loyola University as the vocation director, director of admissions, formation director, young Bob Casey was an 18-year-old seminarian, would come from Quigley, and enter. No, take it back. You're from Marist.
I came from Marist
High School,
yes.
Class of 85. Yeah. And I was Bob's formation director, first year at Niles College Seminary. So I was first year on the faculty, and Bob, 18 years old, from Marist High School, entering the seminary. Yeah. And then 4 years, Niles College Seminary, 4 years, Mundelein, St. Mary the Lake, and ordained in 1993.
Oh,
94. Okay, 94. And
he still looks like he's 18.
Oh, my gosh, you know, that's right. Bob, you still look about the 18 to 20. So now, believe it or not, this weekend, this Sunday is Pastor Appreciation Day, and it's Good Shepherd Sunday. And on that day, schools throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago will be recognizing the crucial role that pastors play in so many Catholic schools. And I invite all listeners out there, either in cars, at home, 312-751-1979. It's Pastor Appreciation Day. Geez, I hope my mom calls. Get one phone call for Bob. No, call in and tell
Maybe
us something.
You wouldn't want her to call.
That's right.
But Mother's Day is coming up, so you know, call and say a great word about your pastor. In fact, Nick, you are at
Holy Name Cathedral,
which is now technically not a parish
school.
School.
Yes, they are presently going through a governance structure, a change, shift there, and getting it, so to speak, regularized according to canon law. But Father Dan Mayall is the pastor there, and he is tremendously supportive of Catholic schools. I really enjoy his getting up in front of the parish and on Sundays, you know, and talking about the importance of their kids attending a Catholic school and the benefits of attending a Catholic school. I mean, he's not afraid to stand up and put his values right on the line and talk about that importance, and emphasizing so strongly to parents that it is their responsibility for the religious education of their child, and that they do have a responsibility also of sending that child to a school that has a religious nature to it, such as a Catholic school.
Yeah, Father Dan is a great pastor of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And you've been at the cathedral then about 6 years?
Yes, 6 years.
Since you moved from Youngstown, Ohio to Chicago.
That's correct.
And the thing is now, Bob, you've been pastor over at Our Lady of Tepeyac for how long?
I'm in my fourth year.
Into your fourth year.
Yes.
And now, of course, you have a school.
We have two schools.
You have, okay,
we
two?
Have a, we have
explain.
Because we have a grade school, plus we have an all-girls high school.
Okay, so you have a grade school. And how many kids in the grammar school?
In the grammar school, there are 235.
And what about the high school?
And the high school's approaching 200. There's between 108 and 200. I'm not sure the exact number.
Now then, what is your exact role as you connect with both the grammar school and the high school?
You know, both schools are parish schools. And so both we encourage our parishioners to attend them, and we have mass with the kids throughout the year. And it's one family, you know, the Our Lady of Tepeyac family.
Now, is the high school that connects with the parish, is that something new or has that been around for years?
Well, no, the high school's been around for years. It was St. Casimir's Girls High School.
Okay.
And then when the parish became Our Lady of Tepeyac, it became Our Lady of Tepeyac Girls High School.
Okay.
And it's been around for years, but there's very few high schools that are parish high schools these days in the Archdiocese. There's actually three of them.
That's correct, three. Yeah. Out of the 40 Catholic high schools in the Archdiocese, six of them are archdiocesan. And of the six, three, as Father says, are connected to parishes. So it'd be Our Lady of Tepeyac, St. Gregory, and St. Benedict high schools are the parish high schools.
Now, what are the other three that are not parish high schools? You know offhand?
That would be Leo, St. Francis de Sales, and Seton Academy.
Okay, but a total of then?
Then Archdiocesan, we six altogether. And then there would be 40 altogether beyond, because the other 34 are owned by religious orders.
So, for example, the fact that I'm class of 71 from Notre Dame High School for Boys
That's
in
correct.
Niles, that would be one of those 34.
Four. That's correct.
Okay. Again, we are taking phone calls here on Catholic Schools Today, 312-751-1979. And really, it's about Pastor Appreciation Day this Sunday. Nick, I was, in a sense, unaware of Pastor Appreciation Day this weekend for Good Shepherd Sunday. Does this come out of the NCEA?
Yes, it is. The National Catholic Educational Association sponsors this day, and I think very rightfully so, because the pastor holds an unbelievably important leadership role in the church overall, but also in respect to Catholic schools. And normally when you have a pastor who is very strongly supportive and outspokenly supportive of Catholic schools, that school tends to be much more viable than if it's just not supported as strongly from the pulpit and from the pastor's office. So I don't think sometimes people understand how terribly important the leadership role is of the pastor. And when you have a great pastor leading a school, I mean, it just is like a whole different ball game. And so the importance of the leadership is extremely extremely there.
Yeah, I think people really underestimate the role of a pastor connecting with a school. And I'm very blessed over at St. Mary of the Woods. We have about 500 children in school and have an outstanding principal, Sister Rochelle, who, by the way, Nick, retires this June after 26 years as principal of St. Mary of the Woods Grammar School, has done a phenomenal job. In fact, what's interesting is we're getting together for the whole community for a celebration in May, and the fact that she's been principal for 26 years, there are 74 parents, moms and dads in our faith community, that when they were children, Sister Rochelle was their principal.
Oh.
So it's amazing that she's gone beyond a generation.
Sure.
So with 500 kids in the school, but with 74 of the parents growing up said, well, Sister Rochelle was my principal.
Mm-hmm.
And after 55 years of religious life.
55 years.
Yeah, the first, mm-hmm. I think, 25 of them in teaching first grade, and then a principal in 26 years with us. So, you know, you're so important about the role of the pastor working well with the principal, being supportive. How do you find the same situation, Bob?
No, it's key to having a successful school, because without having that good relationship between the parish and the school, one of our main things is asking ourselves, how do we maintain our Catholic identity with our schools? And that's through connecting them in with our parish and our parish activities, all that's going on in the church. And it just helps to maintain that Catholic identity.
I think another thing that really supports this is the fact that there's research out there that indicates, that shows that the values of and the spirituality of the parish is reflected by the spirituality of the pastor after 3 years. So in 3 years, once a pastor comes in there, in 3 years, the values of the pastor, the spirituality of the pastor is reflected by the people's spirituality and the values.
No, that's interesting. I had not heard that statistic or that angle.
Yeah, and well, so what it says is that what the pastor says Sunday after Sunday and what he does day in and day out, and what he says to all the various groups, you know, when he meets with them throughout the week, that shapes the the Catholicity of that parish and the values. And so if that pastor is up there talking about the importance of Catholic schools, you can see that over a period of time, the people take on that same spirituality.
And on that note, we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sack, was along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich, and our guest is Father Bob Casey, pastor of Our Lady of Tepeyac in Chicago. We are taking phone calls at 312-751-1979. 312-751-1979. Call in and say something great about your pastor. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Do you know what's going on in your church, around the corner, or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
And welcome back to Catholic School Today. I'm Father Greg Sackus along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. The time is 9:11, coming up on 9:12 on a Monday morning in Chicago on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. Our phone number is 312-751-1979. 312-751-1979 for this Sunday is Pastor Appreciation Day. And on that note, I think, Nick, you have a question for us.
Well, I do. You both are pastors of parishes with schools. And Father Bob at Our Lady of Tepeyac, and Father Greg, I was just wondering whether or not you would like to share with us some of the things that you really enjoy about being a pastor of a parish with a school. How
Bob,
you get
why
involved
don't you go first? That's a great question, Nick. That's very good.
I mean, I enjoy, you know, during the week we have Mass with all the school kids, and that's just something that I enjoy each week because they're they're really at the heart of the parish. I mean, they're the future of our church, and it's just wonderful to have that connection with families and with kids. And I think it's very reciprocal. When we have a good relationship with the young families in our parish and can offer them a place to send their kids to school, they appreciate that, and that helps our school enrollment. But as we help our school enrollment, then all of a sudden we are also filling the church on Sunday. And so it's just it's a wonderful way of keeping the church alive and present in the community and really focusing on the heart of our community, which are those young families and helping them raise their kids.
And I would also agree with what Bob just said, but add that when I was leaving Niles College Seminary of Loyola to be reassigned, I said to the priest placement board, I want to be sent to a parish that has a school. Mm-hmm. I love children. I think, and also it's important, Nick, I'm going to say this. If anybody were to say about St. Mary of the Woods that we are like any other school, let's say from the public schools around us, we should close our doors. So part of what I love pastoring a faith community with a school is because the faith-based education that we must be different. We must be different.
Absolutely. You know, one of the reasons, the only reason we have Catholic schools is to pass on the faith to our young people, and you as pastors are charged with the education of your parishioners. And one of the best ways that we have as a church to do that would be through school. And so I can see why a pastor would get very excited about being involved with an educational enterprise such as a school that does such a wonderful job of passing on the faith.
I think part of it is that growing up as a boy in Park Ridge, attended 8 years at Mary Seat of Wisdom Grammar School, you know, way back class of 1967. In fact, our class is gathering in July for our 40th anniversary reunion. I have great memories of Mary Seat of Wisdom as a child, and you know, all of a sudden you see life in a different perspective when I look at the sisters and the priest and the staff and the faculty, and wonderful, and say, you want to continue that legacy. We're going to go to the phones here on Catholic Schools today, 312-751-1979. Someone to make a wonderful comment about your pastor. And Ron, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Hello, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be able to talk about our pastor.
Now, what parish, Ron?
We're St. Jude the Apostle in South Holland, and our pastor is Father Tom Cabala.
Oh, thank Father Tom Cabala, he and I are classmates.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, because I know you know what I'm saying is true. We were, our school, St. Jude the Apostle Church School, was low on attendance, and we were about to close, but through the instigation of Father Cabala, there's a six-parish consortium that has created Christ Our Savior Catholic School, and it's got two campuses, an east campus and a west campus, and that helps the people in this south suburban community to have a place that is faith-based and passes on the faith. It's marvelous, and I'm just thrilled to have seen it work in my lifetime.
Well, Ron, I'm glad to hear you say that. This is Nick, the superintendent, because I have to say similarly about the other five pastors who were part of that planning process. We led that process, the Office of Catholic Schools, with Father Tom leading the pastors group, so to speak. But all six of those pastors, they wanted to do this, and they attended every single meeting. Not one of those pastors missed one of those planning meetings.
Wow.
We were tremendously impressed with that, and I think that's why this is successful. That effort down there is successful, because there was so much support from the pastors.
And also, I remember that when it was all being in the groundwork and making, Father Tom Cabala and a few other priests and laity came on this program to talk about the venture that was happening. And Ron, would really like to say thank you very much for your phone call. That's a sign of real support. And yeah, Father Tom Cabala is a great priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago. I've known Tom since he was a freshman. We were freshmen together at Niles College back in 1971.
You have a lot of history here,
yeah.
Greg.
Oh, yeah.
You get around.
Pretty old. So, Ron, thank you very much. And we also, there's a few calls who want to address pastors' increasing involvement with the schools. And we also wanted this time to talk about pastors who want to offer support. But, yeah, I think it's important for pastors to be involved, you know, with the school. But, Ron, thank you very, very much for that phone call. And, Bob, what else gives you energy about pastoring a faith community that also involves a school?
Well, I'm sitting here thinking that I didn't go to Catholic grade school. I am a product of the public school in Alsip, Illinois. And you know, I went to CCD classes on Saturdays. And so for me, Catholic grade school was something new coming into it as a pastor. And you know, how does this work? And it's got its challenges, but at the same time, to me, it's just a much fuller picture of church. When the parish has not only a church on Sunday, but it has this rich, wonderful school that it works with. And again, I just think it's the connection that we have with our families that are at the heart of our parish.
We're going to go to a break right now here on Catholic Schools Today. But Nick, coming out of the break, you know, we're asking for callers to call in about pastors who are, you know, doing a great job and connecting with a school. But one tough issue is how to get pastors more involved that connect with a school. Here on Catholic Schools Today, on Relevant Radio 820 AM in Chicago, I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich. Stay with us, and we'll be back after a break.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Just 10 short years ago, on May 7, 1997, then-Bishop Francis George was installed as the 8th Archbishop of Chicago. Now, we celebrate his 10th anniversary as the leader of one of the nation's largest contingents of Roman Catholics.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Get ready for Focus. It's a day-long opportunity for men and women in their 20s and 30s to focus on their relationships, spirituality, and personal growth.
The date is Saturday, April 28th at Loyola University's Lakeshore Campus. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke will give a keynote address.
There will be lots of workshops, including intimacy and sexuality, building healthy relationships, being a confident Catholic, ethics, and on finding a Catholic approach to our most difficult issues.
As evening sets in, we will celebrate Mass together, then enjoy dinner and a party.
This is for both singles and couples in their 20s and 30s. The Archdiocese of Chicago's Young Adult Ministry invites you to find out more by visiting our website at yamchicago.org. That's yamchicago.org. Or call 312-466-9473. That's 312-466-9473.
We hope to see you Saturday, April 28th, as we focus on our life, our relationships, and our faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. Time in Chicago is 9:21 on this beautiful Monday morning. I'm Father Greg Zakowicz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. And our guest is Father Robert Casey, pastor of Our Lady of Tepeyac here in Chicago. And Nick, before the break, I just talked about there are many, many pastors deeply involved in connecting with the school, which means working with the principal, the school children, with faculty. But the other side of the coin is, you know, in some cases, there might be pastors who are not tremendously present, you know, working hard and doing a great job, but maybe not as visible as maybe some people would like. Want to say a few words?
Well, yeah, a few things. First of all, going back to what you mentioned earlier, which was that when you, if you ever were ever to leave your parish, you would say to the personnel board, "I want to go to a place where there is a school." I think it's important for people to know that the personnel board, the priest personnel board that helps assign the priests to the various parishes, ask those kinds of questions. So they try to put priests in parishes who really are interested in advancing the Catholic school mission. And so I think that's very important, and I think it's carried out as well as it possibly can, knowing that we don't have an unbelievable number of priests waiting to go into our parishes. We're kind of strapped for a number of priests. But also, there are a lot of priests who really want to do these things, but just don't know how. And so I talk to them about different kinds of activities they might want to get involved in, such as just go into the school, walk around, say hello to students, teachers, telling the teachers how much he appreciates their work, sitting down having a cup of coffee with the principal on a regular basis to make sure that he's aware of what's going on so he can support that, periodically stopping in and maybe meeting with the teachers and doing what I call a little bit of staff development, because we need our teachers to be thoroughly Catholic in their understanding so they can pass that on to the students. That's a tremendous role that the pastor can play, is working with the teachers in helping them better understand their faith so that the teachers can better pass that on to the students. So there's a lot of things. I think also just being present to parent organizations. So if there's a meeting, just go in there and maybe say the blessing and a few words about how he supports the school. Those kinds of things mean an awful lot to the parish and the school community.
I think that's a tremendous response. And also, Nick, presently today, I am on the priest replacement board. Mm-hmm. And to let our listeners know, there are fewer and fewer priests available to move into the pastor role. And we are making pastors at a much younger age. That when I was ordained in 1979, I wasn't a pastor until the age of 43. And in many cases, we're making them younger and younger. The shortage is real, but I think you had a tremendous response. Just to be, the key is supportive.
Yeah. I would also say that sometimes, rather than be critical, these folks, it would be helpful if they sat down with the pastor. Make an appointment, a couple of them, not a, you know, gang, but a couple of them, and say, Father, we need you. We need you to support our school in this matter or that matter. So be constructive about it rather than just being critical.
And just to get a couple, you don't need 30 or 40 people storming the office,
right.
But just a couple. We're going back to the phones here. And on the line on Catholic schools today, we have Sister Betty Smigla, principal from St. Agnes of Bohemia in Chicago. Good morning, Sister Betty.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you for waiting. And you are principal of St. Agnes of Bohemia, which happens to be, am I correct, the largest Hispanic school in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, we have close to 500 students, so we are a bit busy here, and it's great. We're in Little Village.
Yeah, there are neighbors. Tepeyac is a neighbor of St. Agnes.
Oh, next door neighbor there. And
hello, neighbor.
And Betty is one of our star principals. We just love her, and she just did a wonderful job at St. Mark's and has been doing a wonderful job at St. Agnes. Good to hear you, Betty.
Thank you, Dr. Nick. Good to talk to you.
And Sister Betty, who do you want to compliment on Pastor Appreciation Day?
You know what? I've been working. It's been my privilege to be working these past couple of years with Father Matt Foley. And first of all, I'll just say he's just a great partner to be with. And if you work in Latin countries and Mexico, you know about the Good Shepherd. And in Spanish, you say a buen pastor. And it means so much in Spanish, as you know, Good Shepherd in English, but the image is real. Just what you were talking about before, being visible, being present, and showing people that you really do care for the people, you care for the flock. You know, we, as pastor and principal, we talk about the roof, and we talk about painting and the windows, and but we try to put that on the side and get focused about talking about the people and what they need, and are we providing the best for them? Are we raising our standards to be excellent? Because it's the children's future. We're here together. And it's not about myself or the pastor. It's together that we're providing for the people.
But I think what you're also saying, Sister Betty, is the fact that Father Matt Foley, I know, ordained in 1989 and a tremendous priest of the Archdiocese.
Did you teach him too?
I know Matt well. He's a great, great priest, a real servant of the people of God. And,
sure is.
And I know Matt well. And but I think also what you're saying, Sister Betty, is his support does make your work easier because you're in a, like, in a sense, like in a partnership.
Yeah, and it balances my thinking. And he may know something about a family I don't know, and you know, how could we be of help to them in a service instead of getting all, you know, hyper and something, and I'll mention things to them. So, you know, we try to approach our families and our day through a pastoral approach. So that's great. You know, there's another part of Matt Foley that I appreciate. You know, he's caring and he lives his priesthood. That's very serious to him. But
yeah,
he also has a great sense of humor. And so I think that gets us through many a day in ministry, you know, as he is pastor and my working along with him. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think, you know, the gift of humor. Nick?
I'd like to just add, too, the Father Matt Foley Reedy does live the stewardship lessons of the church. I mean, he's, first of all, as Betty says, he's a very spiritual person, and out of that spirituality comes the stewardship of time, talent. He gives so much of his time. He's a very talented person. And he is calling his parish to the stewardship of all those three things, time, talent, and money. And it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you, Sister Betty, for calling. You're the principal of St. Agnes of Bohemia. And keep up your great work, Sister Betty, and God bless.
Thank
Have a
you.
Wonderful day.
Take care.
Take
God
care,
bless.
Betty.
Bye
we're
bye.
Gonna,
I take
I think
Dr.
we're
going
to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today, and then we're going to have Karen on the line after the break. So you're listening to Relevant Radio 820 AM in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Neff. Weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools today on this beautiful Monday morning, 9:31 in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich and our in-studio guest, Father Robert Casey, pastor of Our Lady of Tepeyac in Chicago. We're going right back to the phones here. And Karen, welcome to Catholic Schools today. You are a parent at Santa Maria del Popolo Parish in Mundelein. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Father. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. And who would you like to compliment?
I would just like to say hello to Father Bob Casey. He happened to marry my brother in 1995, Tom, we met, and he's baptized several of their children.
Yes,
so
hi.
He's a wonderful holy priest. And hi, Father Bob.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, do you know who this Karen
is? Oh, yes,
is?
I know who Karen is.
Yeah,
yes.
So, but, yeah. Now, this is going back to what parish, Karen?
It was St. Ida's Church on the north side. I married Tom and Tracy there, and how many years ago was that? That was
12 years ago.
12 years ago? Yeah.
Yes, in 95, I believe it was one of the hottest weekends.
Yes, it was.
And there was no air conditioning at the parish, but it was just a wonderful wedding. But I'm at Santa Maria del Popolo in Mundelein, and we have a wonderful pastor, Father David Arcilla, and we have Father Bill Shields and Father Edgar Rodriguez. And they're all three of them. Yes, all three of them are wonderful priests. And just an example of how the parish, I just went to daily mass and there were like 80 children there receiving the Holy Eucharist. And just this past week, we had the Vatican exhibit of the Eucharistic miracles. And all the children were able to go see 126 miracles, and they were taught about the miracles by the Real Presence Association, came and gave them a beautiful talk in the church before the monstrance. And when your parish is more faithful and the children are learning their faith, everything just comes together because the parish is more generous, because they're more faithful, they have more hope, and they're happier people. And the fruits are unbelievable. And just to see the children learning about the monstrance, and they received miraculous medals that were blessed by the Pope, by Pope Benedict.
Well, it seems like, Karen, you have a tremendous love for the priest and the parish over at Santa Maria del Popolo, and those are great priests that you named. And want to say thank you very much for your call today on Catholic Schools today. I wish we had more people like you, very faithful and loving and generous. But now, in the last few minutes we have with Father Bob Casey, we need to talk about a tremendous project program. Bob, talk about the schools new playground. And, but here's the key. It was constructed in partnership with Kaboom and a business partner.
Yes.
So really, it's schools getting creative and having partnerships. First of all, tell us about the partnership, and first of all, what is Kaboom?
Well, first of all, we had a very dilapidated playground, and it was just, we would look out the windows of the school and say, when are we ever going to be able to do anything? And through Big Shoulders, we heard about this organization called Kaboom that builds playgrounds. Their goal as a not-for-profit organization is to make sure every child is in walking distance of a safe place to play. And so we have filled out an application, and this just happened in late January. We heard that they were looking for a community here in Chicago, and they accepted our application and connected us with a business partner that would fund the project. And so over the course of just a couple of months, we worked very hard to prepare everything for this Saturday's build day. So in a matter of hours on Saturday, we had...
You were out there playing.
Building. You have to build a play. So we had about 210 adults, volunteers through volunteers from the business partner, volunteers from Kaboom, and volunteers from the parish. And it was this wonderful coming together of people. I felt like I was on one of those reality, you know, home makeover shows, because just 200 and some people coming together to construct a playground. And it was an amazing day on Saturday. I've never seen anything like it. Just the spirit of the people. I was asking some of the people that came without even knowing our school, our parish, and they said, you know, well, we believe that kids need good places to play, and so that's why we're here. And so it was a wonderful experience to work with Kaboom. They have a wonderful mission.
Did you ever identify the total cost of that project? I know it didn't cost Our Lady of Tepeyac anything, but what was the value of that?
The playgrounds cost about $50,000 to build. Yeah. I mean, they're expensive to build, and so that's and then on top of that, you know, just the labor costs involved of
sure.
putting in the effort. So, I mean, the labor came free. It was the hands of the people that built it.
So you're talking $50,000 just in the construction, doesn't include the labor, and you had
right.
210 people from the community.
Yes.
That there's a great line that says, many hands make little work.
Yes. Yeah.
And now, is the project complete, or are they still in the process of construction?
So from our end with Kaboom, I mean, the project is complete. As the parish now, and with the school, we're putting up a new fence around the playground to finish kind of beautifying the area and making it a little more secure and safe.
So the children have now started to play?
They'll probably be out there tomorrow because the cement is still curing.
After father finishes it today. That's
right. So our father checks out the swing set. And, you know. But I'll tell you, it sounds simple, but that is marvelous.
Yeah,
is marvelous. But the key is creative planning, Kaboom with a business partner, tied in with over 200 people from the faith community, making a safe place for children to play.
Yes.
That people have to realize these playgrounds don't happen magically, but a creative partnership.
Yeah. That's playgrounds for not only the kids in the school, but for the neighborhood too,
for
right?
The neighborhood, And I think, you know, what Kaboom is doing is very reflective of why our Catholic school has been on a good track lately. It's about building relationships.
Absolutely.
And trying to build relationships with good people that want to do good things. And Kaboom introduced us to this business partner, and from that, I mean, we were able to build this playground. And I think that's where we find success with our school.
Well, I was just going to add on. I totally agree with Father that you have to build relationships so that you can enjoy these kinds of benefits. And that's one of the real thrusts of what we're trying to do with these boards of specified jurisdiction, is to get these relationships built. And what we're trying to do with our Archdiocesan board as we get it going is to develop relationships so that we can create these partnerships for the benefit of kids down the road.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a marvelous point. Thank you to Kaboom and the business partner for an idea that has become a reality.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring the segment to a close, and I want to thank in a very special way young Father Bob Casey, pastor of Our Lady of Tepeyac, for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. And we are taking phone calls at 312-751-1979, along with our co-host, Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich. We'll be back after a break. Stay with us.
2000 is back in Chicago and will be held Friday, May 4th through Sunday, May 6th at St. Benedict's Parish in Chicago.
Youth 2000 leads young people ages 13 to 30 to a deeper encounter with the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit missionchicago.net. That's missionchicago.net. Or call Father Steve Bauer at 773-588-6484. That's 773-588-6484.
Join us for Youth 2000.
You're invited to spend a day learning about the challenge of Christian faith in social justice. That's the theme of Justice Day 2007. It will be held Saturday, May 12th at St. Giles Parish in Oak Park. The keynote speaker will be Father Daniel Grudy, Assistant Professor of Theology at Notre Dame University. Father Grudy is a scholar, internationally acclaimed author, and film producer. He'll address the need to apply our faith to critical social justice issues both at home and around the world. The day-long conference will be held in both English and Spanish and will include forums on immigration reform and housing issues. The conference will end with Mass celebrated by Chicago Bishop Gustavo Garcia Sierra. For more information, call 312-751-8390. That's 312-751-8390. We hope to see you Saturday, May 12th for a day dedicated to putting our faith into action.
Celebrate senior life and spirit. Catholic Charities invites seniors to come together in celebration of senior life and spirit. Join Bishop Gustavo and Father Michael Boland at Catholic Charities' annual Senior Unity Mass, May 3rd at 10 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral. For more information, please call 312-655-7010 or visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Catholic Charities celebrates senior life.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich, coming up on 942 on a Monday morning here in Chicago. One phone call we were not able to get to. She wasn't able to stay on the line, plus we had to go to a break. But Shirley called, and Shirley is an administrator from St. Philip Neri School in Chicago. And she called to say thank you to her great pastor, Father Larry Duras. And I know Larry well, a tremendous pastor, priest of the Archdiocese, and Father Larry works very hard between two parishes, St. Philip Neri and Our Lady of Peace. And Shirley is very supportive of the great work that Father Larry does both in the school and the community. So Shirley, thank you very much for calling here on Catholic Schools Today in support of appreciation for your pastor, Father Larry Duras. We're now going to move into our next segment, and we are going to kind of change gears a bit, but the Week of the Young Child, the Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic Schools are participating in the Week of the Young Child, April 22nd to the 28th, which happens to be this week, sponsored by the National Association for the Education of Young Children. And with us in studio the last 20 minutes, we have Julie Ramsky, the Director of Early Childhood Education Programs for the Office of Catholic Schools of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and with us, Sister Barbara Jean Cisek, Principal of Cardinal Bernardine Early Childhood Center, and we're going to discuss for the last 15 minutes early childhood education in Catholic schools. To Sister Barbara Jean and to Julie, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And tell us something about this being the Week of the Young Child. Say more about that.
The Week of the Young Child is an annual celebration that actually began in Chicago and was adopted by the National Association for the Education of Young Children.
When did it begin in Chicago,
Julie? To as NACE. It began in Chicago in 1969.
So we're talking about 38 years ago.
Quite a long time
ago,
yes. And so NACE celebrates this every week as a way to focus public attention on the needs of young children and their families, and as a way to celebrate all of the wonderful things that early childhood programs do, and also to remind us to say thank you for those people as well.
Julie, could you explain again about NACE, what it stands for, and how we work with NACE here locally?
NACE is the National Association for the Education of Young Children. It is the world's largest early childhood professional organization. One of the things that they do is they sponsor an accreditation for early childhood programs, of which many of our schools have participated in this process for almost 12 years now. It's a self-evaluation of the program that involves the staff, the families, and
parents.
The parents.
Accredit our schools.
NACE is the accrediting body.
And we have how many of our schools accredited by them?
Currently, we have 68 schools that have accredited early childhood
through
programs.
NACE.
Through NACE.
Sister Barbara Jean, you are principal of the Cardinal Bernardine Early Childhood Center, and you know, what do you see with among our young people? What are some of the needs?
Many of the needs that we're talking about for young children are on and on for us to look at what are the current needs of the children. And the current needs of the children are really a place where they're going to be able to learn and where they're going to be able to experience the social interaction with other children. Many of our children come from places where they don't have the opportunity to socialize with other children, and it's not safe to just be out on the street as it used to be. And so early childhood programs end up supporting children in that way.
Now, when you talk about early childhood programs, just for our listeners, what age group are we talking about early childhood? What parameters here? Starting from what age to about what age do you talk about early childhood?
Early childhood is from birth to age 9. So we're talking about through third grade. And so it's very important that we look at that whole spectrum. And particularly at our school, we do a parent-infant and a parent-toddler program. So we get the children in early rather than later.
What are some of the benefits that research says regarding getting kids involved with early childhood education?
It establishes the children as real learners right from the beginning. They see the importance of school as part of their life. And so they begin to develop good skills that they're going to need later in life.
Mm-hmm. We are taking phone calls here on Catholic Schools Today, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. And how many students are there in the Archdiocese of Chicago connected with early childhood development in terms of that age bracket in the schools in the Archdiocese? Any idea?
We have 14,000 plus students in our preschool and kindergarten programs.
14,000.
We have 100% of our schools that have kindergarten programs and 91% that have preschool programs.
I might add that that's not part of the 99,000 students that are enrolled in our schools. Our schools, that number, 99,000, is K through 12. So this 14,000 would be in addition to that.
See, I thought it was part of that, Nick.
No,
so this is in addition to. Now, maybe one question. Okay, I am 54. I started school in kindergarten. Didn't go to a 3-year-old program, 4-year-old program. I don't even think it existed back in the 1950s. If it did, I did not attend. I started in kindergarten. How have the needs of our young people changed over the years? Now, for example, as a child, we were not raised with computers and technology and iPods and all that. It was, we had a television that had channel 2, 5, 7, 9, and 11. And I watched a lot of the channel 11 and also Bozo on channel 9. I remember that. Well, it's a different world we live in. It's a different world we live in. So how are the needs of our young children changed over the years? Julie?
Well, we have so many more families that are two-parent working. They really feel to have their children in a safe and comfortable, loving environment that our schools provide with our preschool and kindergarten programs is probably the number one concern that I hear. I'm sure, BJ, you probably hear that as well. Because our schools do offer, having our preschools and kindergartens part of our elementary schools, they're able to offer the before and after school care, the breakfast and lunch programs, and benefits of being part of an elementary school.
We're going to continue this question. I want to hear the response of Sister Barbara Jean. We need to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. Time is 9:49 in the morning. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
From the moment you see the dramatic cover photo of an angel atop a church watching over the city of Chicago, you know you're about to enjoy a very special book. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith, is a treasure chest of photographs, paintings, and historic perspective. Every church in the Archdiocese of Chicago is featured. The book provides readers with insight into our Catholic heritage, ministry, evolution, and challenges. A Journey of Faith makes a great gift with more than 340 pages of photos and history printed on gloss paper, hardcover, color throughout. It is available at many parishes, or you can call Liturgy Training Publications at 1-800-933-1800 or order online at ltp.org. So call 1-800-933-1800 or go to ltp.org. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith. Display it proudly in your home.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552. Or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. And our guest in this final segment, we have Sister Barbara Jean, CSEC Principal of the Cardinal Bernardine Early Childhood Center, and also in studio, Julie Ramsky, the Director of Early Childhood Education Programs for the Office of Catholic Schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And Sister Barbara Jean, before the break, the question was raised, and Julie responded to it beautifully. How have the needs changed over the years of a child, the age 3 to 5, back in the 60s, the 70s? What are parents looking for today, and what are those needs of the children?
One of the great things that parents are looking for is that they really want their children to be safe. And so they come into the school and they look for what kinds of safety measures that you take with the children, who's with the children, how many adults. All of those safety issues are very important for parents nowadays.
And what's really interesting is that, you know, being raised in the 50s and early 60s as a child, my mother and father had no problem with me walking into the woods at Dam Number 4, which was in Park Ridge off of D Road and Devon. And my mother said to me a couple of years ago, she said, if you were a child today, I wouldn't dare let you go into the woods and play by the river and go bird watching and be with your buddies and all that. You wouldn't come close to the woods today. I wouldn't let you out of the backyard. And that's over a span of about 45 years.
Yeah. That's very true, and at the same time, it's kind of sad that that's the situation that our kids are being raised in. But as we try to work with families to do that, you know, it's good to note that we have 100% of our schools. We have 217 elementary schools. 100% of our schools have kindergartens, and 91% have preschools. And we have an awful lot of schools that have after-school programs. So we try to work with parents in helping them do what they have to do, which is sometimes both parents working. And we're trying to, as Julie and BJ have said, try to create for them a very loving and helpful educational experience before and after school. these programs are very expensive. And I think it'd be important if BJ would just, BJ's our affectionate name for Sister
Barbara Jean, yeah.
That she relates a little bit about the tremendous amount of fundraising she has to do to allow in the Cardinal Bernadine Center to operate.
We have to do a tremendous amount of fundraising for the school, and our board's major work is to do fundraising, to think of creative ways in which we're going to be able to fund the school, since even though our tuition is relatively high, we're still not able to meet all of our expenses. High-quality early childhood programs are very expensive to run, and so they are probably the most expensive programs we run in our schools.
Approximately, how much money do you have to raise a year?
We raise about $175,000 a year in order to run the high-quality program.
And how many students do you have there?
We have 250 students.
Now, there's other ways that we have to try and get additional funding, and we have worked very creatively with the new program coming out of the state. I'll ask Julie if you would talk about the couple things that we're having, one out in the suburbs and one in the city.
Yes, we've been fortunate enough to be able to get some of our schools approved to participate in Preschool for All, which is what the new initiative is called from the state of Illinois. We have a total of 14 schools receiving the benefits of this program, 3 in the suburbs, 11 in the city. And
total amount of money involved?
Total amount of money involved is
a lot.
About just $1.75 million, maybe.
That's a huge amount of money.
Sure. And it helps the parents pay for the cost of providing preschool education.
Because as Sister BJ said, it is expensive to run a high quality early childhood program, but it is so important to provide that for young children, especially for young children in our city schools who are the most needy, the most at risk, because the research and the study has shown that high-quality early childhood experiences can provide lifelong success for children, even more so for the children who are most of at need of it.
I think it would be helpful for us to talk a little bit about the kinds of teachers you have to look for. I mean, they have to be some special people, especially in your situation, BJ, but in any of the preschool.
Preschool teachers are very special people. They spend a lot of time with little children and who are very energetic and bring a lot. So we have to have tremendously energetic teachers who will work with the children. We also serve a lot of children with special needs. And in order to serve those children, we need teachers who are willing and able to work with children as their issues are being diagnosed and as we work to resolve some of those issues for them.
The thing is, we are in the last just moments of our program here. Sister Barbara Jean, if someone wanted to contact you at the Cardinal Bernadine Early Childhood Center to learn more about your program in school, give us a phone number.
773-975-6330.
And our website. Give us that phone number one more time.
773-975-6330.
And the website?
CBECC.org.
And also, if you want to learn more about what's happening with Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago, or particularly early childhood, www.archchicago.org and click on Catholic Schools. We need to bring this program to a close. I want to thank in a very special way Julie Ramsky, the Director of Early Childhood Education Program for the Office of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and Sister Barbara Jean, Principal of the Cardinal Bernadine Early Childhood Center. Thank you for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today to Julie and to Sister BJ.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome,
Father Greg.
Thank you.
Nick, thank you very much for another great job as co-host. You do a marvelous work as the superintendent.
I enjoy working
of
with you.
Enjoy working, teaming
Even
up with you.
Even though you're a lot younger than I.
by some years. And also, special thank you to our producer, Ryan Blackburn, and assistant producer, Yasmin Quiros, and our engineer, Michael May, for their great work on Catholic Schools Today. To all, God bless, and a great week.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.